You have a budget and you know you need a website. Get in touch with us. We can make things happen. We understand what it's like to need an affordable website for your brand new business. YourFavoriteMedia.com. You're listening to Your Favorite Media. My name is Monica. Thanks for listening. So on today's show or episode, I want to talk to you about Instagram marketing. I know we've touched on the subject a little bit before, but I wanted to get back to basics and talk about the importance of your profile photo. And the information on your profile where you can set links for your websites, or if you have a promotion, you can do a short link and set it on there. And then, of course, posting photos, these kinds of things. So let's get started real quick. Let's keep this as close to under 5 minutes as possible. I am coming at you live from our studio in El Paso, Texas. You can hear the wind chime and some birds behind me, windows open. It's a beautiful day. And so firstly, if you have not downloaded Instagram, you can do that depending on whether you have a Mac or Android or, you know, iPhone. You can go to the App Store or the Google Play Store or the Microsoft Store to download the program. And once you do that, your Instagram profile photo will always be displayed as a circle. So if you're using your business logo, be sure to keep it in the center of your image. Also, as your profile image will look relatively small in the app, you might want to use a prominent logo mark instead of like a logo with text. If you're just using your face, do that. Make sure it's not a body shot. Get a really good face picture, something that makes you happy. And the app is not going to prompt you to fill out your profile information, but it's a fantastic idea to do that. So to fill out your profile, go to your profile in the app and tap on Edit Profile. It's right next to the picture. The two fields that you want to fill out is your website and your bio. If you'd like to change your Instagram username, you can also change it while you do this. Actually, my Instagram right now, we don't have one for yourfavoritemedia.com, but we do have one for my personal surfing brand, which is Boy Brain Girl Body. And I am changing that, which most people say that's Instagram murder, and it might be, but there's reasons why I've decided to change that. So, okay, you've just set up your Instagram account with your profile. In your bio, if you're a business, be quick about using your specific keywords to match your website, right? So if people are doing a search on the internet, having these keywords in your bio is going to be helpful for SEO. And then, of course, put your website for your business up there. Or like I said before, you can set up a link, a short link for your bio, either in the website portion or in the bio portion of your profile. If you need to know how to set up a link, short link, there's a couple programs you can use. Email me at home@yourfavoritemedia.com. I'm happy to walk you through it. That's home@yourfavoritemedia.com. So when you want to post a photo or video, just hit the plus icon at the bottom. Instagram's going to show you the most recent photos in your photo library, so more than likely on your phone. And you can also choose to take a new photo or video by tapping on photo or video respectively. So select whatever it is that you want to post. And here's a few tips. If you're choosing photos from your library, you can upload your photo as a portrait or landscape and select your preferred photo, and then you tap on the icon with the two arrows in the lower left corner of the preview. Do you see that? And then you can move and zoom the photo to adjust how you want it to fit in the frame. You can also upload up to 10 photos and videos into a single Instagram post. And you do this by tapping on the icon with two overlapping squares in the lower right-hand corner of the preview. And then you're just going to have to select those the media, so your photos or the video. And when you're taking a new video, press and hold the record button to record your video. And if you want to film a few different things, you can let go of the button, point your phone camera at something else, and press and hold the record button again to continue with the recording. Let me say that again, because I said it sort of quickly. You can actually take in one video post several different videos of something. All you have to do is press and hold the record button to record the video, let go if you want to film something different, and then press the button again and it picks up where the recording left off. So I do this with my dog for some reason, and I don't actually ever post it on my surfing profile, but I might. Okay, so you can also schedule Instagram posts, which is a great idea because you want to be posting more or less at the same time every time you post, every day or weekly, whatever it is, so that people know the content that's coming out. Don't forget to write a caption. Don't forget to tag people. Also, add a location if it's important to you that people find your business in your city. And don't forget to share on your other social media pages. And if you haven't done so already, you can connect your other social media profiles to your Instagram account and easily share that. So once you're ready to post, you tap share and Instagram's going to publish your post, and your post will appear on the feed of everyone who follows you. If you want to grow your Instagram followers, there are very easy steps that you have to do. It is time consuming. Of course, you're welcome to reach out at home@yourfavoritemedia.com for the guidelines on that. We can also give you a price if you feel like you don't want to do it. We can do that for you. And one of the best practices for growing an Instagram account is to post consistently. So these are your basics. We're going to leave it at that and come back next time to talk about posting Instagram stories. Thanks for listening. My name is Monica. Have a great day.